And he said, Son of man, what seest thou here? He said, Lord, a valley of dry bones. He said, prophesy to the bones. And he prophesied, and God sent a wind. Hallelujah, I feel a wind coming through here. Glory to God. And God sent a mighty wind and breathed into them the breath of life. And then they stood up. Stand up, army. They stood up. A mighty army. A mighty army of God. Hallelujah!
An army rising up.
Yes, there is.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up right now to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain in Jesus' name. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. And I hear the chains falling.
Somebody ought to dance right now.
And I hear the chains falling. Yeah, I hear the chains falling. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Hallelujah, that anointing's heavy, ain't it?
He ain't that through. Anointing's... One more. One more.
Oh, yeah, we ain't through. We worshiping the Lord. We worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Won't relent until you have it all. My heart is yours. You won't relent until you have it all. My heart is yours. You won't relent until you have it all. My heart is yours. I'll set you as a seal upon my heart, as a seal upon my arm. For there is love that is as strong as death, jealousy demanding as the grave. And many waters cannot quench this love. Won't relent until you have it all. My heart is yours. You won't relent until you have it all. My heart is yours.
Yes.
And I'll say, you as a seal upon my heart, as a seal upon my arm. For there is love that is as strong as death, jealousy demanding as a grave. And many waters cannot quench this love.
till you and I are
playing. Don't stop playing, David.
And I don't want to talk about you. You're not in the room. Want to look right at you. Want to sing right to you.
He's right here, folks.
And I don't want to talk about you like you're not in the room. Want to look right at you. Want to sing right to you. I don't want to talk about you like you're not in the room. Want to look right at you. I want to sing right to you. I don't want to talk about you like you're not in the room. I want to look right at you. I want to sing right to you. I don't want to talk about you like you're not in the room. I want to look right at you. I want to sing right to you. Oh, look at your face tonight. Show us your face tonight. Oh,
hallelujah. Lord, just have your will and your way in this place and this people. God, there may just be a small crowd of us tonight, but God, I remember when there was just a small group in that upper room that, Lord, when they got in one mind, when they got in one accord, and they were worshiping you, that, Lord, your Spirit blew through that place. And God, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And God, they began to speak in other tongues, and they prophesied, and the place was shaken by the power of the Holy Ghost. They went from that room and they conquered the world with the word, with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Woo!
Hallelujah. I want to tell you something.
There's a scripture I had on my mind. Y'all stay up here, Bam, but y'all can be seated for just a minute if you want to. Or you can stand up. Whatever you want to do, it don't matter. You can sit up, stand up, lay down. I don't care. I'm just following the Holy Spirit tonight. Is that okay? But my scripture's from Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Glenn wants to put it up there. And we're just going to let the band kind of just play for just a minute. I may cut them off in a minute. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power. But you shall receive power. Now, you know something? For God to give us power, He must trust us a little bit. You reckon? You see, God trusts you. You know, we always talk about we trust in God, and we should. But you know that God trusts you. He trusts you with His power. You say, well, what is His power? His power is His presence. His power is the Holy Spirit of God. But you shall receive power. That word power, as I've told you many times, is dunamis, and it's where we get the word dynamite. He's saying you get dynamite, blasting power. Awesome power. And the thing about dynamite, it can be used for good or for bad, right? But God trusts you.
He trusts you. And he says, you shall receive power, dunamis. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You see, today, the devil is a counterfeit. And the devil has always, he's not being anything but who he's always been. How many know that? Say amen. He's just being true to himself. You know, the devil is a lot more honest than a lot of God's people. At least he don't try and act like somebody he's not most of the time. He will transform himself into an angel light, but that's even to be like what he really is, to a deceiver. And the devil is all about masquerading. And we see today a movement all afoot where people talk about the power. I've been in churches like this and it stayed long. Where they talk about the power and they say they have the power and there's a power there, but it's not a power from God, okay? You see, when this power is from God, there is something in your spirit that witnesses this is good. This is righteous. This is holy. And part of the problem is they offer in strange fire. Y'all know in the Bible it talked about Elihu, I believe, was offered strange fire. You don't offer strange fire to God. Strange worship. You see, they're offering worship to things that aren't God at all. And a lot of them, they're doing it, they're worshiping themselves. The creature's worshiping the creature more than the creator. Romans chapter 1. And they say they have a power. And like I say, there is a power. The devil has some power. But you see, our God has all power. The devil's power is limited. God's power, unlimited. Hallelujah. And the word tonight says, God trusts you enough to give you his power. But the only way you can get this power, you can't get it through sitting under 14 hours of Joel Osteen. Or going somewhere and reciting a mantra. Om and all this stuff. You can't get it from cutting yourself. You can't get it from beating a stick in the floor. You can't even get it by going and seeing how many good things you can do for God. Because as 1 Corinthians 13 says, you can speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and if you don't have charity... If God's love, that's the word, that word charity is agape. That's the love of God. If God's love isn't the author and finisher of it, then it's like sounding brass. That means a gong. A noisy gong. Boom. And he says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You say, well, Brother Tom, I want the Holy Ghost. That's why I'm here. I know there's something different about this church. I felt it when I came. And I have people tell me this. Let me tell you, the good news is he's no respecter of persons. In 1996, this straight-laced Baptist boy got filled with the Holy Ghost. And if you want him, he will fill you. He will fill you. And brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. He'll change your life when that happens. When he filled me, I wanted to blow my brains out. I was so depressed. But you know what? A lot of people think they get filled one time, and that's all they need. You know, my truck out there, yesterday I stopped at Newsom Oil in Wrightsville, Georgia. And I told this real nice young man, I said, I need to fill her up. And the reason was, I needed some more diesel. Now, a few days ago, I had a full tank. But just because I filled it up one time, doesn't mean I wasn't never going to have to fill it up, right?
That's right.
And I'm going to tell you, I need refills. How many are glad to know that Dr. Jesus writes refills? Amen. that it's not just one time that you can feel Him and be filled by Him, but He'll do it over and over. That's what He's doing tonight, see? And see, He knows you need a refill. He knows you need a refill. My goodness, this world drains us, doesn't it? You know? Sean needs a refill. You know? These tests he's been having, you know, that'll drain you. The devil, I don't care how good a Christian you are, the devil will try and get in your mind and give you all the bad scenarios of what can happen. I need him to refill mine. You know, because I let the devil get in my mind a little bit this week. Went to go get my teeth seen about getting that an implant. Because my crown fell out. And to get that done, and the other one, it's going to be nearly $4,000. And our insurance won't cover it, and we won't have any insurance 1st of April because Gina's going part-time, and the hospital said, we can't let you have insurance if you're just working 2 days a week. And I'm like, what I do, Lord? He's like, just trust me. Just trust me. I'll make a way. Don't worry about it. So I'm missing a tooth there. You can't see it. But I'll be gumming them hot dogs tonight now, I'm going to tell you. But you know, I need a refill. You worry about your children. You worry about your job. Sometimes we fall down. How many have ever missed the mark? Now realize God's mark is 100% perfection. Now when you miss the bullseye, 100% perfection, then you've fallen short. And we've all done that for sure. But I've missed it by a lot longer than that, okay? I mean, the other day I tried to leave and I was going to take Jesse to my in-laws and I was headed to Augusta to see somebody, then on to Macon to see Brother Harry. I might have told y'all this. I don't know. Anyhow, I had two goats out. I got the goats in, went back to the house, got off the Ranger, got in my truck, said, come on, Jesse. We were driving down the lane. There was 5 goats out. That's God. I mean, I was wanting to get my gun out and say, well, these goats, they're going to die. It's all from a sacrifice. Got them in. And I promise you, the third time then trying to leave, because every time I had to go get on my Ranger to ride through these brambles and briars, I wasn't going to drive my nice truck, Brother Tim. My dear friend painted for me and scratched it up. He'd be proud of that. But on the way out the third time, there's one had her head caught in the fence. And I'm going to tell you something. I didn't cuss. I did not cuss. But now, if you had wrote it down on a piece of paper, I'd have signed it, okay? I'll be honest with you. If you wrote something down, I would have signed it, to be honest with you. Because I was just that irritated with those goats. I need a refill, don't we? And let me tell you something. One of the things you got to understand to get this refill, or to get filled, you got to do some fighting. You got to fight. First of all, you got to fight the devil, but then you got to fight the biggest enemy is your flesh. Because your flesh will say, I don't need that. Or your flesh will say, that scares me. I got a friend of mine, he said that whenever the spirit would start to move, he would always pinch one of his youngins and make them cry so he could take them out. He said he got where he did that so many times that whenever the spirit start moving, their children would start crying because they knew the pinch was coming. But you got to fight your flesh if you're going to get this power. Has anybody ever been without lights? Come on. No power. How many? I'm gonna take a survey. Raise your hand if you like having no power. Raise your hand if you like having power. Amen. I mean, I like walking in that room, I flip that switch, light comes on. I like going to that microwave, putting that popcorn in, hitting however long you hit it, and it starts popping. I like turning on the TV to Fox News, and there's Sean Hannity, you know? Or Jimmy Swaggart, or whoever I'm wanting to watch that night. And I'm going to tell you something. A lot of us, we don't realize it, but we get tricked into thinking, I don't have the power and I don't need the power. You do want it. You do need it. And you can have it. But you got to fight for it. I put a little quotation yesterday on Facebook. And it said, if you're going to fight, let me tell you, if you're going to fight, get down and dirty, okay? Don't be messing around with it. I mean, when I'm back in my old days now, Grace, and I'm going back yonder. But in my old days, when I get in a fight, bless God, it was biting, spitting, punching, kicking. I mean, pick up something, hit them with it. It ain't matter. I mean, we gonna fight. By God, we gonna fight. Okay, whatever I gotta have. Some big old joker jump on me. I figure, well, I'm at a disadvantage. I fit to even it up a little bit. Grab me a pine knot or anything I can find. Pull out my knife. I remember I was in the bathroom at Statesboro High at homecoming. My first year after I graduated. And I went back because I always played football and I wanted to go back to see some of my friends that were still in school play at homecoming. And I went to the bathroom and a bunch of these black kids started surrounding me in the bathroom. And I was trying to go to the bathroom. And I reached in my pocket. And I got in my pocket and I had me an old timer. Does anybody know what an old timer is? From Aikens Hardware, W.C. Aikens Son Hardware, Statesboro, Georgia. And I pulled it out. He said, "What you gonna do, honky? You gonna cut me?" I said, "Well, I can't say what I said. But anyhow, I'm gonna cut you. You gonna cut me?" And by the time somebody sucker punched me from the side, but they didn't get my knife. And Jack, I went to swinging like that. I cleared the path. About that time, old Leon Wallace that graduated with me and Tony Natson graduated with me, played football together. They come in there. Leon, he looked like about like Big Ron Templeton, not quite as tall, but that big. He come in there. He said, "What y'all messing with Tom for?" "Oh, we fitting to do this honky up." He said, "No, you ain't." And boy, he went, "Booyah!" Booyah. I mean, he laying them out. Let me tell you something. You got to fight. Keep playing. Who told y'all quit playing? Y'all ain't going to get y'all's paycheck tonight. I was going to double it from what it was last Wednesday. Nothing time, nothing equal. But you got to fight for it. And I found this quotation and I like it. If you're going to fight, say this with me. If you're going to fight. I say it, then you say it. Okay, my God, we don't have no rhythm. If you're going to fight.
If you're going
to
fight.
Fight. Like the third monkey. On the ramp to Noah's Ark. And brother, it's starting to rain. My God, that's fighting, ain't it? I mean, that you grab his tail. No, Jack. Cheetah, you ain't getting ahead of me. No, Cheetah. No, no. Jack, I don't care. Here, you can have my banana. Go get it. Get on there. You fight. You get dirty. You do what you got to do to get on that ark. That's the way we need to be about the things of God. The old devil tries to give you a headache and say, "You're not going to church tonight." Uh-uh, devil. Uh-uh. We'll fight. Me and my spouse, we fighting and arguing and fussing and spitting and slobbering on the way to church. We're so mad. Uh-uh, devil. I'm not turning around and going home. Uh-uh. We may go into church fighting, but I'm going to church, bless God. I'm getting mine. Amen. Some of you act like you know what I'm talking about. 30 minutes for time. Somebody comes to your house to visit. Ain't seen them in 5 years. They get there at 30 minutes for a service, whether it's Wednesday or Sunday. "No, I love you. It's so good to see you. I'm going to church." Edmund Mann shows up at your door with a Clearing House publisher's check. $10 million. You have to take it to church. We're going to give the Lord the tithe on it, Ed. You got to fight. You got to fight for it. Because nothing worth having comes
easy.
But once you fight like that third monkey on the ramp to Noah's Ark, let me tell you something. God says they wanting some. They serious. They want more of me. And you shall receive power then after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You got to seek the Lord. You can't let nothing get in the way of you seeking God. You got to spend time with God. You got to spend time with God. There's no substitute for time with Him. And I know we all get these ideas that I'm too busy. Let me tell you, if you're too busy to get that power, you're too busy. Because that's the devil fooling and deceiving you. Because you can't get by in life without this power. I don't know how people do it without the anointing and the power. And like I said, just because you got it one time don't mean you don't need to get it again. Amen. I need a refill. That's why we call Wednesday night the refill. It's the refill. We come here to get refilled. Let me read the rest of Scripture. And then we're going to do one more song. But we shall receive, ye shall receive power. Say it with me. Let's say it all together. Stand up, everybody. Let's say it like we mean it. You ready? Come on. You get ready. I want you to let this be your declaration tonight. Let the devil hear you. Let hell tremble. Let everybody know that you mean this. Ready? Here we go. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Let me tell you, there's a lot of people out witnessing that don't have the power. I tell you about people now that go from place to place witnessing, but they don't believe in laying on hands. They don't believe in casting out demon spirits. They don't believe in the gift of tongues. They don't believe in signs and wonders and miracles. And if you don't have that, if you don't believe in that, you don't have the power. There are churches today, as I said, that say they have the power, but the Bible says they have a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. I'd rather have the power with 11 other saints of God that's fire baptized, on fire, devil chasing children of God than be with a cathedral of 10,000. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we're going to sing the happy song. We're going to do the happy song as we leave. Glory to God. Get ready. Retune, whatever you got to do. If you need prayer, come on down. Brother Kurt, come on.
Oh, I could sing unending songs of how you saved my soul. And I could dance 1,000 miles because of your great love. My heart is bursting, Lord, to tell of all you've done, of how you changed my life and wiped away the past. I want to shout it out from every rooftop sing. For now I know that God is for me, not against me. I could sing unending songs of how you saved my soul. And I could dance 1,000 miles because of your great love. My heart is bursting, Lord, to tell them all you've done, of how you changed my life and wiped away the past. I want to shout it out from every rooftop scene. For now I know that God is for me, not against me. I could sing unending songs of how you saved my soul. And I could dance 1,000 miles because of your great love.
Woo! Had to end it there because I ain't got no more wind. Hallelujah. Well, I love you. God bless you. And this is your blessing on you tonight. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you. And you're lying down and you're rising up and you're coming in and you're going out. You're blessed in the city. You're blessed in the country. Your seed shall possess the gates of your enemies. You are the head and not the tail. You walk in the mighty anointing of Jesus Christ. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Love you. Bye-bye.